Eric McCullough, the head football coach with the ESAC Raiders, joining us here as we take a look at their matchup down at Underwood coming up on Friday night. And, Coach, you and I were chatting before the show. Your guys' schedule here, we all knew it coming in. Two-time defending champions, OABCIG, a team that was in the Dome in South Central Calhoun. Ridgeview, no slouch either. Your guys' schedule to start this season has not been easy.
It's been challenging, Jeff. And, you know, and then just getting the kids to understand that and you know, and getting that win and playing well, you know, are things that can kind of keep your energy up and stuff. And those are things that we've been trying to do this week is trying to focus on the things we have done well, the things that we can improve on that are just little things, you know, just the turnovers and the penalties, things like that are the little things that we need to focus on right now and continue to take that steps. The district season is what you really play for, you know, to get to that. The postseason part of it, the preseason is just kind of a chance to play and get a chance to kind of get things worked out of your system, improve in different areas. And I think we have at certain times. You know, I think we've done some things, especially we've been able to move the ball. We just haven't been able to finish drives. Defensively, even against OABCIG, you know, we stopped them a couple times going to score. And we caused a fumble as the kid was running in right at the goal line, and we recovered it in the end zone. So, you know, those are things that are very easily forgotten when you look at the outcome of the scoreboard. And when we're so young and the kids and the varsity experience, Those are things that we've done well, and we need to continue to do those things.
Coach, you mentioned been able to move the football some this year. What's been working well for you offensively?
You know, be able to mix it up a little bit, play action pass. It's been a combination of things. And then defense has just been able to adjust, you know, and then that's where we got to get better at our other stuff. Get a little cleaner, and defenses are blitzing us up front because they know we're young to be able to try and pick that up and put a lot of pressure, and that just causes a lot of issue for a lot of offenses and stuff. And those are the things we've really tried to work on here the last couple weeks is be able to pick that up because it's not going to be any different on Friday. Is be able to, they're going to sit in their 3-4 and they're going to want to blitz too because, you know, when you share the scout film and you can see everybody's film across the state, those are just things that people are going to see that work for those teams, so you know that they're going to try and do that. So we have to have an answer for that.
Coach, is this week as much about focusing on you guys as it is, you know, getting everything down that you need to do against Underwood?
I think right now is a lot of focus just on us, just improving in our things. You know, we want to be able to be prepared and be ready for what Underwood, what we see they want to do, which is similar. You know, we played them 4 years now. In a row, and they've changed. They've kept the same. They haven't changed anything. They just kind of have some kids coming back when we didn't. I mean, they just returned that quarterback. He was our starting quarterback last year, and the year before that was his brother. So they're just good athletes, and then they do a good job of running that spread system they run. They got a real quick running back. And then they're fortunate that they got big guys up front. But I think we got a little bit more team speed, overall. Maybe not individually, but overall we do. And those are things we have to try and use to our benefit and kind of disrupt them a little bit. And on offense, we just got to be more consistent. You know, set some goals of making sure we get first downs and try and control field position, things like those, which will help us later in the season.
Coach, you mentioned their quarterback, Alex Raflin, comes in 7 touchdowns on the year, a little over 600 yards, nearly a little over 650 yards throwing. And then the Anderson kid, their running back, he's averaging over 10 yards per carry with 10 touchdowns on 38 carries. So ground game or the pass game, more of a concern for you guys. Which one do you try to take away?
You know, we want to try and make a quarterback beat us at the high school level, you know, even when they're good. And the same with OABCIG last week. You know, Bennett did a good job of throwing the ball, and we know that this Alex is going to throw the ball too. But we want to try and make them, you know, more of a chance for an incomplete or a turnover. If we can take away that ground game, that's what we want to try and slow down, and especially the big plays. I mean, make them try and earn it and making sure we're gang tackling, you know, flying to the ball. And that's when good things happen.
Will you guys try to get pressure on him if you can force the pass, or you feel like you're better off maybe dropping into coverage?
You know, that's kind of the tough question when you're looking at the high school level. You know, if our front four guys can get pressure on, that's great. We have to start blitzing. That creates holes. And when we're got, again, young guys, I know it kind of sounds like a broken record, but young guys, you start blitzing, and we got young guys in the backfield. Things have to change, and communication is huge. And, you know, that's kind of been a focus for us, too, is we got to talk more on defense. We got to understand what other guys are doing and then how our responsibilities change. So we try and do that the best we can in practice and try and get the kids in the right spots.
You guys have made some long road trips in the past. This one down to Underwood, always a long one. How do you guys handle these long road trips this season?
You know, this is our first real long road trip. We played two at home and then just had to travel half hour to Ida Grove last week. So this will be our longest one. You know, we just try and get there and get off the bus and kind of get the cobwebs out of us a little bit and try and go through the same routine, try and keep things as similar as we do as at home. But in high school football, you got to be able to travel. Well, at any level, you know, you got to be able to travel. And you got to play home games, you got to play away games. And you just have to be prepared and be ready to play.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, appreciate you joining us here today. We wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night. And I know the guys looking forward to chatting with you again coming up on the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show following the game Friday.
Yeah, we appreciate it, Jeff. Every Friday, it's you know, you get a chance to go out and play football, and we just got to continue to get better.
Well, Coach, we know you will, and appreciate your time. Head Coach Eric McCullough again with the ESAC Raiders. Again, they travel to undefeated Underwood coming up on Friday night.